Shalom Australia. Salah al-Aruri, the Hamas deputy political leader, said in Cairo on Thursday that Hamas has signed a reconciliation agreement with the Fatah Party of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in order that all Palestinian forces can work together against the Zionist enterprise. Under the agreement signed on Thursday in Cairo, the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority is to resume full control of the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip by December the 1st. It is not clear what will become of Hamas's 25,000-strong military wing, the Izzat al-Din al-Qassam Brigades. Reports from Egypt on Thursday said Hamas was not prepared to disarm. Under the terms of the emerging reconciliation deal, the group was said to have agreed that it could not use its weaponry unless a resort to force was approved by a joint panel. Abbas had previously demanded that Hamas disarm. Celebrations broke out in the Gaza Strip after the announcement of the deal on Thursday, with residents waving flags of Egypt, Palestine, Fatah and Hamas. Negotiations are now expected to be held on forming a unity government, with the various Palestinian political movements invited to another meeting in Cairo on November the 21st. Education Minister Naftali Bennett will demand at the cabinet meeting today that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cut all ties between Israel and the Palestinian Authority following the reconciliation deal. Prime Minister Netanyahu said on Friday that Israel would oppose any reconciliation in which the terrorist organization Hamas does not disarm and end its war to destroy Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday welcomed U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement that he would not recertify the nuclear accord with Iran, saying Trump had boldly confronted Iran's terrorist regime. He said Trump's actions on Friday create an opportunity to fix this bad deal, to roll back Iran's aggression, and to confront its criminal support of terrorism. Netanyahu and his British counterpart, Theresa May, agreed on Monday that the international community need to be clear-eyed about the threat posed by Iran, even as May said that the UK remained committed to the 2015 nuclear accord and praised its importance. France's Audrey Azoulay, chosen on Friday to lead UNESCO, said following her election she believed member states need to get involved in the organization and not leave it. The campaign to succeed UNESCO's outgoing chief, Irina Bokova, was overshadowed by Washington's announcement on Thursday that it planned to withdraw from the Paris-based body after years of tensions over decisions seen as critical of Israel. Israel itself announced shortly afterwards that it would follow suit. Stressing that the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization was going through difficult times. As Azoulay said, in times of crisis we need to be more involved than ever. As Azoulay, 49, came from behind after six rounds of voting to defeat Hamad bin Abdulaziz Al-Khawari, also a former culture minister, after he failed to pick up support from other Gulf states, which are part of the Saudi-led coalition blockading Qatar. Hours after the Trump administration announced that the U.S. would be withdrawing from UNESCO, the United States ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, warned the world body that all its agencies are under similar scrutiny. Despite reports of a surge in authorizations for up to 4,000 units, the exact number of housing units in the West Bank that the Civil Administration's High Planning Subcommittee will be advancing during meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday will be less than 2,000. An Arab shop owner in Jerusalem's Old City, Ibrahim Hashelmon, 39, was injured on Wednesday night, the eve of Simchat Torah, when a group of Israeli Jews attacked him in the Muslim quarter. Police said clashes between young people broke out in the area. Eyewitnesses said a large group of young Jewish men returning from the Western Wall around midnight and near the Damascus Gate began to hammer on the doors of houses and shops and smash the windows of several cars. They threw objects at Hashelmon, who went out to investigate the noise, including a fire extinguisher and an ice cream freezer, causing him to black out. Three Palestinians were arrested early on Friday after overnight clashes with Israeli security forces in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Issawiya. Issawiya youth hurled firebombs and stones at police. Police on Thursday detained for questioning a 13-year-old boy who was wearing a mask and scaring passers-by in the Talpiot neighborhood of Jerusalem. Police said the move was part of a countrywide crackdown in recent weeks on young Israelis, mainly teenagers, dressing up in scary masks, usually clown masks, and walking around in public areas in an attempt to spook residents. A year after a similar event landed four Palestinians in a Palestinian Authority jail, over 30 Palestinians joined dozens of Israelis on Wednesday as guests at the sukkah of Efrat Meir and settlement advocate Oded Revivi. The group of some 100 guests, who were not identified in order to protect them, gathered to celebrate coexistence. The event included music from a joint Muslim-Jewish musical group and was attended by Efrat's chief rabbi, Shlomo Riskin, among other dignitaries. Tens of thousands of people from 80 countries marched in Jerusalem on Tuesday to mark the festival of Sukkot. Marchers, many of them from Christian groups, carried flags from Israel and their home countries, including China, South Korea, Germany, Italy, and Angola. One group wore dresses made from Israeli flags and carried flower petal umbrellas. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barakat said the march was more exciting than ever as it came as Israel marks 50 years since the old city in East Jerusalem were captured by Israel in the 1967 Six-Day War. Thousands of women marched through Jerusalem last Sunday evening demanding the resumption of peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. The event was the culmination of the two-week march through portions of Israel and the West Bank under the banner of Women Wage Peace. The walk through the capital began outside the Supreme Court and concluded in Independence Park with a rally and speakers from the Jewish and Israeli Arab communities. On Sunday morning, 8,000 people, Israelis and Palestinians, marched north of the Dead Sea. The marchers, mostly women, assembled in a communal reconciliation tent and erected a 60-meter dress, billed as the largest ever, created in 2007 by Israeli artist and activist Adi Yekutieli. March organizers Anat Negev and Donna Kirschbaum said Women Wage Peace does not advocate a specific peace initiative, but rather stresses a shared sense of urgency around new negotiations to unify Israelis and Palestinians. The march was condemned by the Palestinian National Committee of the International BDS campaign. In an Arabic release, the committee denounced the feminist normalization march and called for a boycott and peaceful sabotage of the initiative. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.